Welcome everyone to Different Stages Radio. I'd like to introduce my guest this week, very special guest this week. You know him from Dio, you know him from Whitesnake, you also know him from Burning Rain, Bad Moon Rising, Lion, how about even a stint with Hurricane, and most recently and for the last 7 years, a member of lead guitarist from The Dead Daisies. Welcome Doug Aldrich to Different Stages Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm good, JJ. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time for the show. It means a lot to me and to the listeners to have somebody of your quality and your coolness on the show. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, man. How you been?
I've been well. Thank you very much. I wanted
it's
to
been a
talk
long
to
time since I've seen you.
It has been a long time, and it's nice to catch up. It's been actually, I think, Reading the Rock Vault, I think, was like 8, 9 years ago now, I think.
Yeah. 2014 or 15, I was just there. I mean, I was there from, I started in 2014 and I pretty much got out of that in 15. I did my Vegas bit and it was so hot. I had to get out. It was crazy, but
well,
it's a great
probably
show.
You making it hotter. So there you go.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's a great show and they're still doing it.
They are, which is awesome. Good for them.
Yeah.
So you have the big tour coming up, the Decade of Daisies tour coming up, starting on August 22nd in Pennsylvania. You're going to be in Vancouver, where I'm located, on September 2nd at the Hollywood Theater with guests Lachinga and The Wild. What can you tell fans about the Dead Daisies who haven't perhaps seen you yet? Because this will be your first time playing in Vancouver on September 2nd as the Dead Daisies.
I guess I wanted to say that it had been a while for sure, but so if it's the first time with the Dead Daisies, I would tell everybody, you got to come out. It's a party, man. John Corabi leads the ship. He had been in the band when I joined the band in 2015, and he's a phenomenal singer. People know him from Motley Crue and from The Scream, and but he has also been in the Dead Daisies off and on since 2013, I guess, and around 2015, they asked me to join, and I've known John since we were kids. He's always been like a guy that I thought, man, it'd be really cool to be in a band with John, and finally it happened with the Dead Daisies. And so we worked with John. He did 3 albums with the band, and then he needed to kind of take some time off, spend some time doing. He had some solo stuff he was doing in 2019, and then pandemic hit. And at that point, we were working with Glenn Hughes for a little bit, but John's back. And so that means the fun is back. It's just so cool and fun with him. He's just a greasy, kick-ass rocker, you know?
Nice.
And I mean that, I don't mean like literally greasy. I mean like he's smooth, you know?
So do you think that was that kind of the plan along that Glenn was going to step in maybe for a couple records and then kind of go back to doing his kind of purple thing, which he's doing now, and then the Black Country Communion album that he's just worked on?
I don't know exactly what the plan was. We were definitely, it was a setback with the pandemic stuff. So it was it made it difficult to move ahead in a fast way with Glenn, but we had 2 great records with him. And then Glenn, wanted to, David Lowy said to Glenn, I want to take a little bit of time off, just start up later in the year. And Glenn wanted to do his purple stuff. So he's doing that. We decided, hey, it's 10th anniversary of the band. We should celebrate that. And we talked to John and John wanted to come back. So it's been perfect. It's been like, sorry for the noise. It's so refreshing to get John back. He fits the band perfect. I mean, Glenn is an amazing singer, but so is John. They're just very different, you know?
Yes.
So we're going to feature some of the stuff that we recorded with Glenn, but with John's style on it. And in the same way we did with Glenn singing John's stuff. So, but it's a fun show, man. It's a great night. Brian Tichy is pound for pound the best drummer that you're going to find in rock and roll today. You'll see. Me and David Lowy on guitar, and we're going to be thrown down with. We just did a deal with Black Star, so we've got complete Black Star backline going, and it sounds incredible. And then our secret weapon is bass guitar, a new addition from Whitesnake, Michael Devin.
I was going to ask about Michael. That's a score. That's a huge score.
He's amazing. And him and Tishy, I mean, me and Michael and Tishy together playing Whitesnake. So, you know, half of the band right there. But Michael and Brian, even previous to Whitesnake, had done 1,000 gigs together. So they're just... There's just a magic that happens when musicians play together that work that much together. And those guys, it just sounds better than ever. We're really excited.
So seeing that footage recently when you guys were jamming and doing some rehearsals, and seeing that video come out a few days ago of the Slide It In rehearsals, where we jam into that and put out the video, it just seemed like how much more perfect could that be? Like, it's just an honest, good vibe.
I mean, that's Karabi. John Karabi makes that video really, really cool. He makes it really fun. I mean, we were just throwing down for fun on the song, and Michael started singing, and then John started singing, and we're like, hey, let's try this for real. Let's go ahead and have Michael sing, and John will answer. And so they did like a duet on that, and we did it a couple times, and they recorded it. It was very loose. I didn't even know the guitar solo yet. I basically just knew kind of what key to solo in. And that was a solo that Reb used to do. And now I go, wow, that's such a great song to play on. You know, it's like, it's really fun to play those chords. But yeah, we're going to throw that in Vancouver. We got a few surprises for you guys.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. So you mentioned earlier about Black Star being a big part of the tour. And there's a big contest that you guys have putting on right now where people can win Black Star gear as well as Costco gift cards, that sort of thing. And I hear that's open to all U.S. and Canadian residents. Can you talk a bit about that?
I can. I would say the best thing to do is to, so I don't steer anybody down a wrong path. If everybody can go to thedeaddaisies.com, you'll see a link for the Resurrected competition, and that'll give all the details. But yeah, there's going to be some super cool Black Star gear, amplifier, and practice amp, and then, like you said, gift cards from Costco. That is always helpful, you know, especially at this time.
No doubt. So if people forget about the links, we'll post those on the differentstagesradio.com site as well as we got pre-order links set up, which will actually, it's out now, it just came out, the best of Dead Daisies on CD and double splatter vinyl, which looks remarkable. Waiting for mine.
I didn't know it came out yet, but that's awesome. I thought it came out.
When people are listening, because this is going to come out on August 22nd, so the day day of the run. So we're, for listeners tuning in right now, this was actually recorded on August 17th. The album comes out on the 18th.
Got it. Okay.
So there we go. So timing is, everything is out now. You can buy tickets to every show now.
I definitely want, I mean, look, we'll, every show is going to be, it's going to be super fun, but we're going to definitely, Vancouver is one of the great cities in the world, and it's a great region of the world. So beautiful. And you know, we haven't been to Canada, and we haven't been to Vancouver at all, but we haven't been to Canada for, 4 or 5 years. So we're really excited about coming up north and playing for everybody. And we just don't want you to miss it, because who knows when we get back there next time. So please come out and hang with us. It's going to be a great night
with John and Michael. So that's key too. So that's added value right there.
Absolutely. And, you know, all bets are off. You might, for getting to work the next day or whatever you got going on, because it might be a late night, but we are.
It's a Saturday. So we're lucky. Saturday, long weekend. So we can the shenanigans carry on. There's no deadlines. There's no curfew.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're in control of the curfew.
Let them continue. Yes.
Let them continue. Very good. So a couple other things I wanted to ask you, are you working on anything yourself? Because again, it was nice that you slid that Burning Rain album out a couple of years ago, Face the Music. I dug that a lot. I thought that was quite enjoyable. Expect another Doug album? Or
There's nothing on the horizon at the moment, but I'm definitely working on new music. Just I've had a bit of a kind of a open gate scenario this summer where I've had a bunch of inspiration and just started to, it wasn't necessarily for, you know, the daisies, it could have been for anything, but I just started writing and writing, and I had spent some time at home, and it's been very fruitful. So who knows, man, I would like to think that there's going to be a new Dead Daisies something at some point. We'll see what happens. Right now, we're focused on the tour. And then, you know, as far as my own stuff, I don't have any plans to do it, but you never know.
Maybe like a Lions Stadium tour, perhaps, or something?
Oh, man. I'm actually in touch with Cal Swan, singer of Lion, and he passed off some ideas to me that we had started together years ago. And, said, what do you think? You feel like, you know, working on some of this stuff? I was like, yeah, why not? We'll just, you know, I'm happy to put some effort in on it and see what happens. And he's thinking about doing a solo album, so that would be material for that. But yeah, I'm basically, you know, 100% daisies at this point. I've been really, you know, solid in the band for, in band years, 7 years is a pretty darn good run. Mm-hmm. So I'm 100% in.
Well, yeah, no, you and Dave are definitely the anchors of that band for sure. And super looking forward to coming to Vancouver for the first time, playing as the Dead Daisies at the Hollywood Theater on September 2nd with The Wild and Lichinga. You can find official ticket links to the show through the differentstagesradio.com website. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to the Dead Daisies. So there's a contest running on differentstagesradio.com right now where, you know, you just nice. Have to show up. How cool is that? Thanks to our friends at F7 Entertainment.
I think you should give two pairs away.
You think so? Okay, well, we'll put your name on one of them.
And well, I get in free, but
oh, do you know?
I want to make let people get a chance to win. You know, two people. It's a, what if? Let's see if they can do four tickets. Come on, JJ.
Okay, I'll push for four tickets. How about that? Right. How about I'll at least push for four?
Yeah.
Added value promo here right now. So I'm going to make sure that this is up for August 22nd, the day the tour, the whole North American tour starts, which gives a good nearly 2 weeks lead up to the show. So no excuses, long weekend. You can tear it up. Don't whine. Don't cry. Yeah. Go to the show.
Me and JJ are going to be tearing it up for sure. So you guys come out. We'll beat it. We'll meet at the bar and before and after the show.
Well, how about that? Added value all around. I appreciate your time, Doug. You're an awesome dude. All the best to you and the Dead Daisies. You say hi to the rest of the guys. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, good to see you again. And I'll see you then. And thanks for all you do. And all the best to the listeners. And we can't wait to get up there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks. Yeah. See you, man.
Yep. Yeah.